This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Without a doubt, flooding does indeed cause problems for folks living along our major rivers and waterways. But this time it's also caused the cancellation of one of the major events on our fishing calendar, the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair. We'll be talking about that a little later in the program. We'll also be talking about ways to catch catfish. In fact, you might be surprised at some of the things you don't need, let alone things you do need. So here we go. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. The 29th Annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, scheduled for June 8th at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton, has been canceled due to flooding on the Illinois River, which is affecting access to the park. The free fishing fair is one of the park's most popular events of the year and is indeed featuring catch and release fishing, casting stations, fishing information, and family entertainment. We are thankful to have the support of our corporate and agency sponsors and staff, donors and contributors, as well as the people and other visitors who make this event so successful each year, said Pierre Marquette State Park site superintendent Chris Espen. Unfortunately, flood conditions mean the cancellation of this year's family fishing fair is necessary. We're already planning a greater event for next year. The event is hosted by co-hosted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, and Pierre Marquette State Park, administered by the state of Illinois. And as we mentioned, we're going to be talking a little bit about catfish and what's required and what's not required. Most catfish anglers, in fact, prefer to keep things simple when pursuing their favorite fish. A fancy boat or expensive gear is not needed when pursuing the main ingredient for fish fry. And all that's really needed is a bit of patience, a supply of bait, and a good recipe for hush puppies. Although there are some anglers who fish from boats, many catfish enthusiasts choose to relax along this quiet stretch of shoreline and carefully monitor their rod tip for telltale nibble. The typical downstate catfish pull may be something as simple as a cane pull or something more sophisticated like a graphite or fiberglass rod. It's important, however, that the rod be sensitive enough to detect the lightest bite, that's stout enough to horse in those big ones. Most anglers elect to use a somewhat longer rod, a 7 foot or one or longer in length, and they usually have stiff sections with flexible tips. The attached reels must be cast well, have smooth drag, and a clicker mode. The strong odor of catfish baits are nothing unusual for those who enjoy this species. The basic theory is to entice the catfish to seek out, mouth, then eat the bait. Topping the strong order category is a variety of concoctions known widely as dip baits. These cheese or blood-based mixtures are sold commercially at local bait shops throughout the area. Many establishments stock different kinds of baits as well as brands. Water Current helps spread the news of easy meals as well. The system is composed of a plastic dipworm that is submerged in a mixture of until a glob is formed. Around it, the plastic worm is a mix, and its mix is cast upstream, and a likely catfish haunt, and the odor spreads downstream with the current. Fish are sent back to the boat, and hopefully these fish will gobble it down. So there's not a whole lot left to catching catfish. It's just more or less finding a suitable place, settling in for the day, and relaxing and waiting for the fish to come to you. Again, fishing and hunting is not the only thing that's going on right now. In fact, FES projects have been announced by the DNR. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has recently announced the approval of more than $193,000 in grants and two habitat projects throughout the Illinois State Pheasant Fund Special Funds Grant Program. The program aims to enhance game and non-game wildlife habitat through projects developed for not-for-profit organizations and government entities. Funding for the Illinois State Pheasant Grant Program comes from the sale of habitat stamps to sportsmen and sportswomen. The Illinois State Fund Advisory Committee approved $193,000, a little over $193,000, in fact, in funding for the two grant projects listed we're going to be talking about. The total of $100,397 for the state coordinators 2-year position for pheasants forever and quail forever. The state coordinator plays a key role in partnering with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the IDNR, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Pheasants Forever Program, and the USDA Natural Resources Program and Farm Service Agency. Other projects throughout the state support the implementation of the Illinois Wildlife Friend Action Plan, which works on public lands and private lands with the intention of increasing restored habitat for grasslands, especially beneficial to pheasants and their multi-seasonal needs. This coordinator supervises a 5-person habitat strike team that conducts habitat projects on private lands enrolled in the Illinois Recreational Access Program and on state management areas and heritage sites. The Pheasant Fund grant will cover 60% of the cost of the state coordinator's position, which is a 2-year period. Matching funds are provided by the IDOT and the Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. Also approved was a $92,000 for an outreach coordinator's 2-year position. The Pheasant Forever and Quail Forever outreach coordinator will expand outreach efforts while helping the IDR and other pheasant partners develop and implement and recruit, retain, and reactivate this concept to create new participants or increase participation rates of current or lapsed outdoor recreationists, using seeding standards and messaging for expanding pollinator habitat through partners including Ameren and IDOT. The outreach coordinator will continue to promote and educate the public about brood rearing and nesting habitat for pheasants. The Pheasant Fund grant will cover 60% of the cost, while Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever pick up the remainder. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. It does look like our IDNR is still hard at work and working hard to provide plenty of opportunities for us to enjoy. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.